Today, I want to talk about a concept that I think is very interesting when it comes to self-worth, self-respect, and how it relates to the way we date people as well. This concept is being in a situationship with yourself. And I think this is something that many of us can relate to, whether you're in a situationship right now or you have been in the past. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying, right? When I say being in a situationship, there are certain criteria that come to mind when you think of a situationship. Today, I want to talk about how that also relates to the way you're in relationship with yourself. So when you think of a situationship, you are probably thinking of someone who's unreliable, inconsiderate, inconsistent, not fully present. It's not fulfilling. It's kind of unsatisfying. It's very one foot in, one foot out. When you look at it from the perspective of you being in a situationship with yourself, it's that you expect things from yourself that you know you can't provide. You don't show up for yourself when you're most needed by yourself. You're banking on the potential of who you could be and ignoring and dismissing your current behavior right now as it is. And you don't keep promises to yourself, which leaves you waiting or yearning for a day when you finally change, right? You finally become the person that you need to be. Now, think of all that in relation to a situationship with someone else. It's very similar, right? Like when you think of any time you've dated somebody and it's been a situationship with that definition, right? Not really a relationship, not a friendship, something oddly in the middle. It lacks responsibility, it lacks commitment. These are the things that you think of with that person, I would assume, right? So it's really important when you are in a relationship like that with someone, it is often a reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. Obviously, not always. Not everything in life comes down to how you see yourself and gives you a level of control all the time in every scenario. Obviously not. And it's not about accepting this identity of a victim because this is almost like a punishment for not being good enough. Like you didn't do good enough. You weren't healed enough. And that's why you attracted this kind of person that's hurting you. Like, no, that's not at all what I'm trying to talk about here. I'm just saying that oftentimes our emotional unavailability is reflected in the people that we date because it's what's familiar to us. It's what we know, it's what we see. So if the dynamic that you're noticing the most when it comes to dating is a situationship, right? One foot in, one foot out, not a lot of commitment, no responsibility, inconsistency, you don't really trust that person to be there for you. It might be because that's exactly how you see yourself. And so when you see it in someone else, it's familiar, it's comfortable, it's just all you know, and maybe all that you think you deserve. And the more you continue in those dynamics, the more you believe that's all you deserve. So you kind of start to reinforce it and it becomes a cycle that you get trapped in. So I think it's really important to recognize. I think it's important to accept this about yourself. And also I think the way to really target this, hone in on it, to work on it, as I've had to, and as I know a lot of other people have had to as well, I think what it really comes down to, ultimately, the foundation of this self-situationship is a lack of self-trust. You don't trust yourself. You're inconsistent, you're unreliable, you're not keeping promises. So of course, you do not trust yourself. And this lack of self-trust affects a few things within your sense of self, right? So like your self-worth is a factor in this. The self-esteem, right? The way you see yourself, how confident you feel about yourself. It also ties into self-abandonment and also self-sabotage. These things, I think, link to being in a situationship with yourself. So you're not seeing yourself as good enough or worthy enough. You are abandoning yourself because maybe you don't see yourself as good enough or worthy enough to stick around. And you're also not showing up for yourself when maybe something good does happen in your life, right? Like say something good does happen. It's there. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a career endeavor, a job, whatever. It's there. It's in front of you. It's good, but you don't lean into it. You don't embrace it. That is a form of self-sabotage and another form of self-abandonment, right? They all kind of link together. All of this puts you into a situationship with yourself. It's how you are now relating to yourself. You are someone that you can't trust. You are someone that doesn't think you deserve good things. And so they're not going to show you that. Or it's just someone who is not just showing up because, you know, you aren't asking for more. You're not demanding more. You're accepting this and you're continuing the cycle and you're perpetuating it because you're like, well, I guess that's it. I think another big part of this is responsibility, right? The reason situationships thrive, the way they thrive, is with a lack of responsibility. Because in a full-blown relationship, right, where you're all in with somebody, it will inevitably require you to be responsible for them and their emotions at times. Not all of them, of course. You know, we have to have a sense of like independence with ourselves, even in a relationship. But you're taking on a responsibility. A relationship is a responsibility, just like anything in life is a responsibility. And so if you're unwilling to take on that responsibility of being there for someone, showing up for them, being all in, being committed, being interested in them, being someone that they can lean on when they need to, you know, all that stuff. If you're unwilling to do that with another person, you're probably also unwilling to do that with yourself at times too, right? Because when we really think about it, relationships are an act of self-care and self-love. Like, we do need each other. We are interdependent creatures. We are communal creatures. We need each other. So to completely avoid relationships is not a good thing to do, right? It is a form of self-abandonment as well. Like, because I think the impulse here is to think that, well, there are avoidant people out there who would rather rely on themselves and give themselves all those things, but don't give it to someone else. I would argue, even in that scenario, they're still abandoning themselves. They're still not choosing themselves, because choosing yourself, being there for yourself, an act of love towards yourself is also being in relationships with other people. It's not being avoidant. Avoidant is not self-love. It's a form of self-protection. It keeps you safe as someone who fears intimacy, connection, because of what you've seen growing up or how you've been taught to feel about relationships, right? So it's not a form of like hyper self-love to be completely and totally avoidant. It's actually the opposite. So even in that scenario, I would say you're still abandoning yourself. So if you're dealing with somebody who is very avoidant, very self-focused, I would still argue it's not a form of genuine care and consideration, because we do need each other. So when we talk about this in relation to a situationship with yourself, because ultimately all the content I create is about you, right? Figuring yourself out, not about foisting responsibility of yourself completely onto someone else, blaming others, or focusing too much on how to change yourself in order to change others. It's about us figuring out what we need to do to feel okay, just generally okay, so that we aren't feeling as miserable as we feel, because maybe we're doing things that make us feel miserable when we don't have to feel that way. Again, not everything is within our control. Sometimes things will make you miserable because that's life, and life sucks sometimes. But sometimes we're creating our own misery and we don't realize it. When you're in a situationship with yourself, you're creating your own misery and you're not realizing it. You're showing yourself that this is all you deserve. This is the only kind of connection you should have with yourself, even. That you shy away when you are faced with a goal or some sort of challenge. You back up. You don't go all in. You don't accept it and try to figure it out, even if it's something that you want, even if it's required, right? You have to step out of your comfort zone a lot of the time to get the things you want in life. You're unwilling to do that. So of course, you're not going to trust yourself. And if you're not going to trust yourself, you're not going to then rely on yourself. And if you can't rely on yourself, you have no foundation of care or consideration or respect towards yourself, because you can't rely on yourself. But you stay in that relationship, obviously, because it's you. You can't leave yourself, really. You're still with yourself, but you're not fostering a relationship that feels good and healthy to be in. So you're still with yourself in this one foot in, one foot out dynamic, and you're feeling unsatisfied and unfulfilled because you cannot trust yourself to do the things you need to do to feel okay, to have a life that feels aligned and authentic for you at your core. Of course, then, it's not a surprise if you find yourself in situationships regularly. The situationship is showing you something about your relationship to yourself. If you're gravitating towards people who are also showing you that one foot in, one foot out energy, that aren't reliable, aren't consistent, and you're still there, right? You're still allowing yourself to be there. That says something about how you feel about yourself, or what you think you should have, or what you allow yourself to have. This is all a reflection of you, ultimately. You get to decide if that person is going to stay in your life or not, and you choose to keep them there. Of course, it's not easy to let go of people. There's a whole attachment issue, fear sometimes. You know, it might be dangerous for you to leave something. Of course, right? All of that. Relationships are complicated and they're nuanced. But when we're talking about the ones where we're really just staying because why, right? The question is to really ask yourself, why? Why am I allowing this dynamic to continue? What does this really satisfy for me? Why is a situationship with someone else or with myself, again, I want this to be more of a focus on us here. Why is this satisfying? Why is this okay? Or why is this all I think I deserve or what I should have in life? it's revealing something to you. And oftentimes, I think, just from my own experience, as I always say, I'm not a therapist, I'm not an expert in this. These are just things that I have to explore for myself, and I love sharing them with people. I think what it really comes down to is fear. You're scared to do the things that require responsibility, consistency, showing up, keeping promises. That stuff's hard. Yes, it is hard. It is uncomfortable. There's no way to avoid that. And I think part of this is trying to avoid that discomfort. There's no way to avoid that. A situationship can temporarily help you avoid that. Again, a situationship with yourself or with somebody else can temporarily help you avoid the discomfort and the, you know, the need to push through a lot of your insecurities and fears. It can help you avoid that temporarily. But in the long run, you will still feel unsatisfied. You're still going to feel uncomfortable. There's going to be discomfort either way. If there's going to be discomfort either way, there's no way to avoid it now. We have to like really shatter that facade, that we have to pop that bubble for ourselves. There's no way to avoid discomfort here. Doing what is truly authentically aligned with you, what is good for you, what is healthy for you, is going to be uncomfortable, but so is trying to avoid that. Avoiding that discomfort will create a different kind of discomfort in the long run. So if we know that there's no way to avoid this discomfort, it's time now for us to choose the discomfort that leads to what is authentic, aligned, and healthy for us. There's no way around it. Because yeah, of course, like ultimately you can do whatever you want in your life. There's no shame here. There's no whatever. It's your life. You do what you want. But if you're feeling unsatisfied in these situationship dynamics with yourself or with others, you have a choice to make. You have to make that choice. There's no way around it at this point. And that means showing up for yourself. So on the one hand, if you're frustrated being in situationships with people all the time and you're noticing it happens over and over again, I think, you know, it's important to question, okay, there's a pattern here. Clearly, this is something that I'm gravitating towards. I don't think we necessarily attract a specific kind of person. I think we attract a whole bunch of people, but we gravitate towards specific kind of people based on our attachment, our, you know, maybe hidden desires, our shadow selves, our fears, whatever. You're gravitating to a specific kind of person, one that only can give you a situationship. Why? And also, what do I actually want? And what is it going to require me to do to get what I actually want? Which maybe is a regular, healthy, aligned, full-blown relationship. Is going to require something from you. And you have to really challenge yourself to step up. And that, of course, will help you build your self-trust. So I think you can either work at it from that perspective, or you can start working on self-trust in another way. Start making small promises to yourself and keeping them to show yourself you can rely on yourself. You can trust yourself. Be kind to yourself. That's going to make you like yourself. It's going to make you feel more confident. If you aren't nice to yourself, at the very least, you're obviously going to have a low self-esteem. You have to do small things to start building that up. I think just focusing on self-trust first and foremost can help with this. And before you know it, honestly, again, from my own experience, like I've done this, this has happened. I have felt the shift in me. So I'm not like saying this as though it's theory, but it hasn't been proven by me in any way. I've felt this. I've experienced it. And I think it's possible for anybody. Start with self-trust. Start with showing yourself that you can trust yourself. Over time, that makes you feel so much better to be in your company, where you want to be in a full-blown relationship with yourself, because you can rely on yourself. You like yourself. You know you can trust yourself. You know you'll be there for yourself. That makes you feel very safe with somebody. And that's another huge component to this. Feeling safe with yourself. Feeling like you are going to be there to catch yourself when necessary. That's so vital. So of course, if you don't feel any of that right now, a situationship is going to be the safest option because you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You don't have to commit to somebody that you can't trust. So it feels safer that way. Because if you're all in with somebody that you know is not reliable, not consistent, it's not going to feel safe. So you're not going to want to be there anyway. So I think it's important to start with self-trust and work on that and build it up slowly. Be kind to yourself. Keep your promises. Do things that are uncomfortable but good for you. It's, you know, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's very tough and it's tedious and it requires just consistency. But I think keeping in mind the end goal being you want to have a good relationship with yourself. You want to be able to be okay being with yourself, not wanting to avoid yourself or not being fully immersed in who you are, detaching from yourself, dissociating from yourself. Like, you don't want to do that stuff. It's going to create a lot of friction in your life when you're trying to get the things that you want in your life. And then that creates shame within you. You feel ashamed that you aren't showing up for yourself. I think it all really comes down to trust, trusting yourself. So I think starting there so that you can stop having situationships with yourself and really be all in. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it was informative. I hope it gave you some tips, some tools. I'd love to know your thoughts, your experience with this. If you want to talk with me one-to-one and explore these concepts a bit more, of course, this is not therapy by any means. It's just conversations. I love talking about these things with people. Feel free to book a one-to-one call over on my website. If you want to read about this topic, I actually wrote a Substack essay about it recently as well. So go follow me over there. And if you want my short form videos, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Other than that, thank you for being here, and I'll be back again soon with another episode.